Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure, especially when we get to join you on Memorial Day. We're live and in person on Memorial Day, as we have been now. This is my 17th Memorial Day that we've celebrated live for you, with you. And as you know, today is the day we commemorate the sacrifice of 1.1, more than a million Americans, men and women, who gave the price, paid the ultimate price, so you and I can pursue happiness that we, and the ability, all the freedoms and liberties that we have here in the United States of America. And one of the people who helps us celebrate this just about every Memorial Day is our good friend Joe Davis. Joe is Director of Public Affairs at the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He's our good friend, Joe Davis. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks again for having me, Jim, and happy Memorial Day to everybody.
Joe, tell me where you are right now and what you're going to be doing today.
I'm about ready to head over to Arlington National Cemetery, where apparently the president did a long trip back from Afghanistan from talking to the troops.
He was in Afghanistan over the weekend.
He was in Bagram yesterday, yeah. Talking with the troops just yesterday. And he'll be over here doing the annual Memorial Day ceremony here at Arlington, laying the wreath at the tomb. VFW National Commander right now is in the White House having breakfast with him, and he'll also be laying a wreath at the tomb. And from there, we go over down
The tomb of the unknown soldier.
That is correct. Correct. And from there, we head down to the wall.
And which wall?
The Vietnam Wall.
You're going to the Vietnam Wall.
Matter of fact, and yesterday was the first time. The wall has had four or five.
The Vietnam Wall. The others are not called the wall because they're not like
Vietnam
a wall. But the Vietnam is a wall. If you've never seen it before, folks, it's an emotional place.
Absolutely. And yesterday down at the wall, what they had was a reading of the names of the 6,800 Afghan and Iraq deaths. That was the first time they've ever had a reading of the names down there. And those troops and their sacrifice are going to basically be part of the new Vietnam Education Center that they're still raising funds for.
It's
going to be adjacent to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, also known as the wall.
A lot of stuff going on in our nation's capital today, all commemorating these people, the 1.1 million since our nation began. And I'm glad to hear what you're saying about the that's the Iraqi and the Afghan wars, right?
That is correct. And you know, Memorial Day is about remembering our dead.
Yeah.
And you know, we have remembering our dead on Memorial Day, celebrating our nation's freedom for July 4th, and then remembering our nation's veterans on Veterans Day. So this is a very, very significant day. I wish, the VFW wishes it wasn't tied to the last Monday in May, but that's a Congress doing.
Yeah, that's another story. Well, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot, Joe, is the fact that the small business owners stood, and especially, from the beginning, the Minutemen were small business owners, and ever since then, small business owners, farmers, shopkeepers, craftsmen have, right on up to recently, have paid the ultimate price proportionally with the regular army.
You're absolutely right. I mean, and that's the backbone of America right there. You know, people from the farms and the cities and the towns and the factories, I mean, you know, voluntarily enlisting or getting drafted into the military, but that's what helped protect us. That's what gave us our freedom. That's what has continued our freedom and allowed everybody else to live the American dream.
And as Lincoln said, to pay the last full measure.
That is correct.
For us and hopefully on behalf of a grateful nation. One of the things, Joe, that by the way, I want to talk. I'll talk about that in a minute in the next segment. Tell us a little bit about the VFW.
VFW, I mean, we're the nation's oldest major veterans organization, largest combat organization. We were founded in 1899 by Spanish-American veterans and later the Philippine insurrection. Basically, when they came home, obviously they united, and they came home to a country that did not provide any health care programs for those folks who had a service-connected wound, illness, or injury. And so they banded together, and they started small and lobbying, petitioning Congress to create some program to take care of wounded servicemen, and eventually it evolved into the Department of Veterans Affairs. I mean, we helped create the VA back in 1930. Mm-hmm. And you imagine back in 1930, I mean, we're still in the midst of the Great Depression.
Right, exactly. At VFW.org, right?
VFW.org, and, you know, anybody who's earned a campaign medal or has received imminent danger pay, they're all eligible to join the VFW.
Quick break, 22, celebrating Memorial Day. Right back with Joe Davis after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.